What's up, everybody? I'm Brian with Israel, and we are here with the legendary Udo Dirkschneider. He should need no introduction, but, you know, fantastic history.
I would hope not, right?
Yeah, fantastic history of metal.
Yeah, hello, everybody.
Hello. We'll get right in real quick. Udo, you have a new album coming out.
Yes.
Called Touchdown, August 25th here in the States, on Atomic Fire Records. Maybe you can give us a little background on that album.
Yeah, what can I say about this album? I think it's definitely a little bit more aggressive than the last one. And of course, there we have so many things going on. You know, we had this pandemic thing, was still the end of pandemic when we started working on this album. Then we had the flood going, a big flood in Germany. You know, we just was finished building the studio in the house of my son. And but the whole house was gone. And so also the studio, you know, we had another problem. What we are working on in the studio on arrangements, on vocal stuff and so on. And yeah, and then the next thing, we thought, okay, that was it. No, then the war starts between Russia, Ukraine. And of course, Andre, our guitar player, he was living in Ukraine. So, and then we stopped everything, you know, that was the most important thing was to get him out there. So, and then in the end, it took also a while. And then he said, okay, I try to go out now by car. And he put the family in a car. And then he was driving not on the main highway, but on the little roads, you know, to the Polish border. Yeah, and then finally, now he's in Germany. But, you know, when he came to Germany, it took a while before he can start working on music again. You know, everything had to be calmed down. It was a not so nice situation with this album, you know. But I think also, in the end, it was good. Now this album is a little bit more into your face, you know. It's really like, yes, now we do it. And yeah, I mean, I'm really happy with the album. And what can I say? And we will see how the reaction will be when the album is coming out.
It sounds like a bit of an ordeal, especially with Andre being in the Ukraine when all this went down. So it sounds like this album's a bit of a response to part of that as well, I would imagine, and the floods and everything that happened. Mm-hmm. It seems to be like a big response to it, kind of like a more in-your-face, heavy metal anthem kind of album.
Yeah, I mean, also, you know, I mean, also lyric-wise, we have the pandemic is isolation, man, you know, was sitting home, couldn't see your friends, my family, was also a nightmare. And I thought, okay, this is then when you are retiring, sitting home and doing nothing. Yeah, but yeah, and then of course we had the song The Flood is about, you know, the what was happened with my son. And then also Fight for Your Right is definitely talking about the war between Russia and Ukraine. You know, no, nobody needs this shit. And I mean, it was possible, you know, he was sending us also in the beginning some pictures by WhatsApp and all that stuff, you know, from where he was living in Ukraine. I mean, I can tell you, I was sitting at home and I was like, what the fuck is that? You know, sorry about that. I mean, that was really strange. He was sitting with a family and he has two small kids, you know, in a cellar. And I mean, I don't want to talk about it. This is like, I mean, it was really heavy. So, but now, yeah, of course, there is some reflections on these albums about all these stories, what happened, you know. Yeah, so, and, but in the end, we have finished the album and here we go.
Udo, you mentioned your son, Sven, who plays with you for the at least the last 5 years. How's that been?
Oh, that's great. I mean, he's now since 2015 already in the band, you know, and getting nearly 8 years. Yeah, it's great. I mean, he's also now since the last two albums. I mean, yeah, I think the last two albums really. I do the lyric together with him. We're working together on vocal melodies, you know. I mean, of course, it's interesting. It's a completely different generation. Okay, lyric-wise, we are in the same thinking what we want to what kind of lyrics you want to write, but melody wise, you know, he's coming up sometimes that, Jenny, maybe you can think it like this, and I have an idea here. Of course, I mean, I'm open-minded. You have to be open-minded, otherwise you cannot be creative, you know. I mean, but yeah, then I said, okay, let's try it, you know, and it worked out, you know. But it's interesting to have some influence from younger people. It's also with the guitar players, you know. The guitar players is also the same age like my son, Andre, okay, a little bit older, but it is like something, they have a different feeling for some stuff. Okay, the basic, you're not, we don't do jazz or reggae music or something like that. But you know, but it's interesting. They're coming up with some stuff, and I said, okay. Especially a song on this album like The Betrayer. I mean, when Andre came up with his idea, I was like, okay. what we are doing with this, you know? Yeah, but there was also the thing. I said, okay, let's try what kind of vocals I can put on there. And it's one of my favorite songs now on the album, you know. So it's good to have young people around you. Okay, but now I have a little older one again with me. Not in except, yeah. But now with UDO, with Peter. But I mean, also he was like, wow, this is like interesting what you're doing, you know, especially also with UDO. That's sometimes completely different stuff what he did with except, you know. And yeah, I mean, also I'm really happy that he's now in a band. It was not planned. But, you know, in the end, so our old bass player, but normally it was planned that Peter's helping us out, that he can recover, but he was collecting in Munich after the third show. So, and then he decided, I don't know, that was when we was in, when we've been in South America, we get an email, he doesn't want to be in UDO anymore. Don't ask me why. Nobody was like, heh, what is this now? Yeah, and then, I mean, we were talking about, okay, boom. We need a new bass player. And then Peter said, I would love to join UDO, you know. It's a really lot of fun and this blah, blah, blah. Then I was said, okay, Peter, you are sure you want to do this? Yeah. And yeah, we were talking about, and he needs 2 days, you know, to sort out some things in America. I mean, he's doing a lot of stuff in the studio, composing songs for the other bands and musicians and all that stuff. And after 2 days, he said, okay, I'm in, I can do it. Here we go. It's an old new bass player.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Pick up where you left off.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really nice to now to have him on stage also, you know. For me, it's like, okay, if I look on the right side, like, okay, here we go, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's now also he was not involved in composing songs on this album, of course, everything was already done, but he was playing the bass on this album, and I know he had his own style on bass, you know, and it was also some freshness with bass playing on this album. So, and I'm, okay, we're talking about at the moment Touchdown, but I'm already looking forward to work with him also as a composer on the next album, you know, I mean, nice. I know he's a really good composer, and he is already like, have a lot of ideas. Yeah, I mean, I'm really looking forward to this.
That's awesome. You're going to be on the road this summer, hitting a bunch of festivals. You've already done some festivals. Any plans for the States anytime this year or next year?
This year. We are coming this year, yeah. After 3 times canceling the whole thing about pandemic. So now I think that the tour starts on the 3rd of November. And until what I heard so far, it's like the middle of December. So there will be a lot of shows. And at the moment, they're working on the schedule, you know, all the stuff, blah, blah, blah. But I would say 95% we are coming this time. There's no pandemic anymore.
That's great news, man. That's great news. We can't wait.
Udo, you recently came out with an album called My Way, which is a cover album. It's all covers of an artist that influenced you. Probably, I guess, early on, a lot of it's 60s, 70s music. On that album, what was your kind of the song you really enjoyed playing because you liked the song so much?
Oh yeah, I mean that. Also, this album was not planned. You know, we had time enough during the pandemic, and then we were I've been in a studio, and there was something else going on, and then we were jamming a little bit, and this and then and then they said, "Hey, why are you not doing some cover stuff?" I said, "Ah, come on, that's always dangerous, you know, doing covers." Yeah, and then the producer said, "Okay, make up a list. What kind of songs you would like to do?" If you do it. Yeah, and then I was making up a list, but all these songs, what I did in the end, it's not like really inspired me. It was songs when I was listening to music, you know, that was my favorite song to listen to. So, and then we start working on this, and yeah, the most important thing for me was to put my own character on there. You know, I'm not trying to sing like Rob Halford or like Klaus Meine or whatever. And yeah, and in the end, I mean, it worked out very well. And for me, one of the songs I really like, it's We Will Rock You, the fast version of We Will Rock You. And yeah, and also interesting for me was that was the most heaviest song to do singing wise was the German one. You know, I thought, okay, German, my mother language, easy singing. No, not easy singing. Yeah. But it's like it's different. The words coming out different, you know. And then if you want to hit the right atmosphere in this song, not so easy. But in a way, also was a learning process, and I'm really like that song, you know. It's a really good meaning. And never look back, always look forward, you know. That's in a way the meaning of the song. Mm-hmm. And that's especially also for me, you know. And I don't want to look back. Also, I always a guy looking forward, you know. Okay, history is history, and keep going.
That was Kein Zurück by Wolfsheim, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Speaking of a little bit of the past, I know you don't like looking towards, I mean, back to the past. Back in 87, after leaving Accept, how difficult was the transition into moving into your own music? Or were you prepared for this and had already planned for it?
I was not prepared for this, and I was not personally leaving Accept. They put me out of the band, of my own band. That's very important for me, you know. Yeah, I mean, I think they had already a plan, you know, and The Animal House was normally the next album after Russian Roulette. So everything was already composed, everything done. And then they said, yeah, you can have all the songs, you know, we don't need them. We want to be doing completely different stuff. And then, I was not really thinking about, you know, I was like, okay, they want to do different music, whatever they want to do. I can have this album. I was looking for new musicians. I was going directly on a European tour. I was going then to America with Guns N' Roses, Rita Ford. So, I mean, for me, everything was keep going on. And then, and then I did already the second album, Meme Machine. And then I was on tour with Ozzy Osbourne in Europe, you know, for a long tour. Again, then I was did a headline tour in Europe, and I was not really thinking about it. But after a long time, I was like, just a second. Somebody else has the name Accept, but it is not his name. He was really stealing that, you know. So, but that's the only thing what is like for me, like, he was not clever enough, you know. But okay, it's also history. Forget it.
Sure. Good to hear. Now, you have a very distinctive voice. I think that anybody that hears you sing is not going to confuse that voice with anyone else, which That's is true. Great. it's not a traditional, you know, heavy metal falsetto. Now, was this something that you consciously wanted to do? Did you say, you know, I don't want to sing like Halford, I don't want to sing like Dickinson, I don't want to sing like anybody like that? Was this, how did that come about?
I mean, also when I start as a hobby, when we did music as a hobby, you know, I already had this high voice, you know, that was really, it was really high. And everybody said, "What, this is not normal." Let's say it this way, you know. And yeah, I mean, I've never, of course, I had some favorite singers like, let's say, Bon Scott, like Ian Gillan and all that stuff. I was listening to Yaya Heeb and Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, whatever. But I never tried to do any copies like this. You know, I was always like, very early, I was working on my own voice. So, and here we go. Still, I think it's still working.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Udo, how do you find yourself to stay inspired at age 71 and which so many albums behind you?
What inspired me? I mean, I always, in a way, it's very easy to say I still had fun to do it, you know. So, and that's the most important thing. I mean, a nightmare is too much albums, now 19 UDO albums, and to make up a set list for the tour, you know, this is always a nightmare. But, you know, also what I heard in the business is like a lot of bands, you know, they say, we don't want to make any new albums, you know, we have enough stuff and maybe we put out some singles or EPs or stuff like that. I say, heh? What? I mean, of course, in a way, if I want, I can go on tour for 3 years, you know, I can change every year the set list. But no, I mean, it's also to be creative, you know, that keeps you going to do new stuff. And I mean, this is very important. Okay. On the other hand, what I said is a nightmare to put a set list together. You cannot satisfy everybody, but you know, we try to do always our best. So, I mean, yeah, what can I say? I mean, no, for me, it's important to create also new music, you know, and it's I think also good. And I think also I can say, I never made any copies of myself album wise, you know. I think every album is, the basic is always in a way the same, but it's always different, you know. And that's also like, I never sit down and say, nah, maybe we have to make an album like Faithless World or Time Bomb or whatever, you know. It's like, okay, it's done. And let's see what's coming up next time.
Great. The new single that you have out, it's been out a few weeks. It's called Forever Free. Yes. It's a very classic example of an Udo anthem. Yeah. And it kind of brings to mind, at least when I've seen you play live, is people singing along. Is that part of it too when you create a song? It's like, hey, let's get these people to sing. Is that the crowd involvement important for you?
Yeah, to be honest, of course you're thinking about it. You know, if you have songs, then you try to do something that you know that it's working together with the audience. I mean, of course, this is, they have to be honest, and I think everybody tries to do this, you know, that you make some part. Yeah, but I mean, Forever Free for me is one of the most commercial songs on this album, you know. And the rest is a little bit different, more heavy. And yeah, but I mean, you know, it's like it was the choice of the record company. They said, yeah, we want to start with this song. I said, okay. And then everybody get already some comments, you know, yeah, Udo was saying in interviews, this is a really heavy, straightforward album, this is commercial. And I knew that what it's coming up, you know. But anyway, I mean, the next one is coming out, that will be Fight for Your Right. This is already a little bit more heavy. And then just shooting this 1 week ago or 1.5 weeks ago, a touchdown, there's a live performance. And that is like really straightforward.
Great.
Oh, and Fight for Your Life is the next single. Is that out today? Yeah. Or
no, that's coming out, I don't know exactly the date. That's good in a thing. I have to ask when they put out the second video.
Oh, okay. I'll look it up, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the screen for the audience. Mm-hmm.
Cool. You good?
Yeah,
cool. So the new album Touchdown is coming out August 25th on Atomic Fire Records. Udo, thank you so much for hanging with us here. We can't thank wait you. To see you here at the end of the year, and much success, and
thank you very well, much. Friend. Okay, for thank Brian, you very much. Israel. Take care. Bye-bye.
See you next time, brother.
Bye-bye.